website under our business sponsors. Just go to WTRJTheTruth.com.
You're listening to The Truth, 91.7 FM. Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. It's always our delight to have you jump on board. Join in the dialogue and discussion that we have right here each and every day on Let's Face the Issues. Let me remind you, immediately after our moment of dialogue for monologue this morning, we're going to ask you to join in the dialogue and discussion by dialing 904-831-0917, 904-831-0917. I'll have a brief monologue. After the monologue, we'll open our telephone lines and invite you to call. I'd love to hear from you today. Your thoughts and conclusions in relationship to what we see taking place across our nation as it is viewed by a central biblicist worldview. I've said so many times, everything that's happening, local, state, national, global, international, even the Davos speech by Donald Trump we watched this morning, even that is under the scrutiny of the eye of God. God is still on the throne, and as we view what is taking place on a global basis, national, local basis, we need to understand that nothing takes God by surprise. Nothing is eluding from God's eyes. Nothing is taking place that God's already told us will take place. In fact, in the scripture in 2 Timothy, the 3rd chapter, yea, and all who will live godly in Christ Jesus shall, didn't say maybe, sometimes, shall, it's an affirmative and a positive, shall suffer persecution. Now, that doesn't mean that we need to rejoice over that, but I could go to scripture after scripture after scripture that validates what we see taking place today is already pre-written, pre-stated, pre-history given to us from God as to what's going to take place. I call it the truth book. John 8:31-32, the Lord Jesus speaking to his disciples says, if you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth. The truth shall make you free. And then we might say, well, who is free? What is truth? Jesus said in John 14:6, I am truth. Further in John 17:17, a declaratory statement is made about the word of God. Thy word is truth. Psalms 117:2, the Bible says the truth of the Lord endures forever. And so, ladies and gentlemen, I don't know about you, but that's a comfortable pillow to lay our heads on, is to know that God is in control, that God is truth, and his truth endures forever. Never mind the fact that the secularist George Orwell so correctly stated that the further a society drifts from the truth, the more we'll hate those who speak it. And that's factually true today. We find things taking place today that when viewed, we can see with our own natural eye what is truth, and yet we have some of the socialist, Marxist, communist media telling us all of the riots that we're seeing are peaceful, demonstrations are peaceful. Never mind the fact they're blowing buildings up, burning buildings, stomping with baseball bats, beating windshields in, etc., etc., etc. But listen, all of that's part and parcel of what God's already told us will be in the last days. In 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 1, the Bible warns us, God gives us the de facto statement that perilous times shall come in the last days. Perilous times shall come. Not maybe, not perhaps, but absolutely. Perilous means dark, dangerous, devastating, difficult, deadly. And that's what we see happening today. But may I say to you, there are those that will claim that truth is not truth. Secularist George Orwell said, the further society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those that speak it. And we see that to be factually correct today. In fact, I'm saddened to read this survey that points out that most of the younger Americans, and they designate it the 18 to 35-year-old age group, we call them the millennials, do not believe in absolute truth. In fact, the headline reads, most younger Americans say there's no absolute truth. Further in the article, it states 55% of the millennials say that each person determines their own version of truth. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm concerned when we see that. And we're witnessing today a major, major, major tectonic change in the world, and in particular in America. We're witnessing today a major, major, major change, like turning a light switch off, a major change of seeing us leave a constitutional republic to a socialist, Marxist, communist dictatorship fashion of governance. And may I simply put a little parenthetical young blood footnote on that? If Jesus tarries, if the rapture tarries, we're going to witness America being an anti-God, an anti-Christ, anti-church, anti-Christian nation, just as we see taking place today in Europe. In fact, our issue today is America without churches, or will America be a nation without churches? That's the issue. We're on the fast track for that. We're going to talk about what's happening, what's taking place, what is bringing this about, and some of the indications that we see a total lawlessness, with even those that are in charge of the law refusing to enforce the law, as in the state of Minnesota with the Marxist, communist, Islamic jihadist Attorney General Keith Ellison. It's very serious. It's not something we can just overlook and say, well, that's his prerogative. No, it's not. That's anti-God, anti-Christ, anti-church, anti-Christian, anti-Constitution attitude and enforcement, non-enforcement of the law. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm thankful that I can give you a quote once again from a 15th century theologian and church reformer that's so apropos for the society in which we're living in today. Faithful Christians seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, and defend the truth, even to death. That's my reiteration each and every day of a statement from Jan Hus, the 15th century theologian and church reformer. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of today's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries the equipment for the homeowner with brands like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time carries the full line of hurricane preparedness equipment with the full line of Honda generators. And ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time has a knowledgeable staff that can answer all of your questions about the power backup equipment. The knowledgeable staff at Tools for Time can answer your questions about the professional as well as the homeowner brand landscape and lawn care equipment. Tools for Time is located at 11291, that's 11291 Old St. Augustine Road. Some have asked, well, how do I find that? There's an identifier, a benchmark. Ladies and gentlemen, on the campus of Tools for Time is a 165-foot flagpole. Atop that flagpole floats the U.S. flag, Old Glory, 24/7. Find that flag in the flagpole. The base of that flagpole, ladies and gentlemen, you'll find the home of Tools for Time. ToolsForTime.com. ToolsForTime.com. America without churches? Question mark. Is it possible, ladies and gentlemen, that we're on the fast track of witnessing exactly the condition of London today? Some may remember 10, 12, 14, 15 years ago, even as long as I believe about 20 years ago. I was saying, if you want to know what America will be like in 15 years or 20 years, watch Europe. Watch what is taking place in London. And we will see the fingerprint of where we're going in our nation. And ladies and gentlemen, at this very moment in London, there are streets with names that the average citizen cannot pronounce, cannot read. There are communities and areas that even the police officers in London will not go because it's controlled by the Marxist, communist, socialist regime of the Islamic jihadist that control Europe control London, control many places on the face of the globe. But ladies and gentlemen, listen, in London, England today, you find very few, minuscule number of Christian churches left. In fact, if you say anything about the Islamic jihadist control of London, you can be prosecuted, tried, convicted, and put in jail for simply asking a question about it. And that is a creeping thing in America. Just recently, a pastor in a small community outside of Dearborn, Michigan, when asking the local government, which is totally controlled by Islamic jihadists, asked the local government, challenged the local government in a question form, why is it the streets are named after Muslim martyrs? As a result of that, the mayor of that city challenged the citizen, U.S. citizen, Christian, pastor, challenged him just to leave town. In fact, the mayor went on to say that the city would put on a parade celebrating his leaving the city. Now, you wouldn't have heard of that 20 years ago. We would have never dreamed that possible 30 years ago, even 15 years ago in America. But ladies and gentlemen, have you ever considered with that movement, with that taking place, what America would be like without a church? What it would be like without a place to worship our Creator, Controller, God Himself? I can't imagine, ladies and gentlemen, the sad, chaotic, demonic condition of America with no churches. We can witness around the globe, ladies and gentlemen, all parts of the world, and most of the parts of the world where there's chaos, confusion, and slaughter of Christians are nations and states and places where churches, Christian churches, are no longer found, no longer allowed, no longer respected, no longer viewed as being important for society. The demonic condition of America with no churches. Can you imagine that? Yet the Attorney General, listen carefully, the Attorney General Keith Ellison of Minnesota said churches, listen carefully, this is a statement by the enforcer of the law, the chief law enforcement officer in the state of Minnesota, Keith Ellison, which is an Islamic jihadist, which is in favor of embracing and holding up the arms and the hands of the fraudulent Somalians in Minnesota, standing in their defense. In fact, there's been some audio tapes where he promised the Somalians, the leadership there, that if anything ever comes against them, anything ever tries to reveal that and tries to stop it, that he would stand and go to bat for them and stand as an enforcement to protect them. Ladies and gentlemen, Keith Ellison, the Minnesota chief law enforcement officer, said this: churches would just have to expect invasion and disruptions on occasion of their worship services. After all, the Ellison opinion, churches are just bastions of, listen, soft white people, racist, Christian nationalist. In fact, one of the posts on Facebook another platform just simply gave an account, an overview of what happened at City's Church in St. Paul, Minnesota. Ladies and gentlemen, it was a castigating statement, a divisive, deriding statement of who Christians are in America. Listen, I cannot imagine that being the case, but here's the article. By the way, that telephone number is 904-831-0917, 904-831-0917. Love to have you jump in at any point in place. We set the stage that I believe we're on the fast track, lest God intervenes. We're on the fast track for witnessing the decay, the devolution by demonic forces in America, and the decay of churches, the destruction of the church of the Lord Jesus Christ in America. And it says we're seeing the heavy hand of Satan and his demons operative in the state of Minnesota and what is happening, not just in Minnesota, but in Michigan, and Washington State, and Oregon. Ladies and gentlemen, we're witnessing the uprising of the demonic division in our nation that's attempting to overthrow, undermine, tear down, and destroy our constitutional republic. And without our constitutional republic, listen very carefully. Don't delude yourself. Don't think somehow, some way that we can escape it. If we do not have a constitution, ladies and gentlemen, we have no religious liberties and no freedoms in America to worship, to have our churches, and to be able to share the gospel of Jesus Christ. Here's the headline. Cities, that's the name of the church, Cities Church, isn't being persecuted for righteousness. The article was written on the 19th of January. Mega churches, M-A-G-A, mega churches, Make America Great Again, churches, are not being persecuted for righteousness, but for not loving their neighbor. They're being persecuted for unexpected judgment, like Jesus cleansing the temple. Cities Church in Minneapolis is not being persecuted for faithfulness to the gospel, but for the allegiance to the American empire, this writer says. There's no cause for rejoicing at the disruption of worship on Sunday. There is no cause for rejoicing at the disruption of worship on Sunday. I find it repulsive. But violence begets violence. Protest increases protest from the other side. And this writer goes on to say in this wicked article, I think God is using unexpected prophets in Minnesota to judge cities' churches. Church. How a church bearing the name of Jesus promotes the themes of resentment, naivism, nationalism, racism, militarism is a mystery to me. Baptists of all people, long schooled in the principle of the First Amendment, now acts as agents of the empire. MAGA evangelicals, their movement is filled with economic angst, racism, religious bigotry, anti-feminism, hostility toward immigrants, science, the media, and democracy. They have given birth to a Christian nationalism that is neither Christian nor patriotic. The only freedom these Baptists desire, this idiot writer said, the only freedom these Baptists desire is the freedom to control others by force and by violence. They are taking the kingdom of God by violence. All this they have done in the name of freedom of religion and freedom of speech. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I don't know how you can be any more derogatory against Christ and his church and Christians and our Constitution than to make such idiot statements. Ladies and gentlemen, it's sad to see those that will take that position. But the position is, ladies and gentlemen, that the church in Minnesota, the one that Don Lemon, the sodomite, and the thugs with him broke into the services, destroyed the Sunday worship service. And then, as this post goes about, says that they're a MAGA church, Make America Great Again church. He said the church was being punished for not loving their neighbor. And you know, the mindset there is that Christians, and they're speaking now of Minnesota, but it applies and is applicable by the mindset of those there, Keith Ellison and others, Don Lemon and others. It is the mindset that somehow, some way, if you do not embrace the Somalian illegal Islamic jihadists that have come into America, robbing America by the billions of dollars in fraud, and with people that's in representing that group in Washington and the U.S. House of Representatives, Ilhan Omar, that just got through making a castigating statement about America with slurs and vulgarities in describing America, yet these people coming in illegally think that somehow, some way, Christians should embrace that. And I'm for one to tell you, I do not. I believe immigrants need to come in through the front door, not the back door. A dear friend of ours just rejoiced in having become an American citizen, holding up his citizenship papers and taking a photograph and sending it to me. And he says, I love America. But he spent about $50,000, and it took 15 years to get that journey through. And yet we have those ladies and gentlemen today that feel that if you're a Christian, you should embrace illegalities. You should embrace lawlessness. You should embrace the jihadists coming in to overthrow America. And that's the mindset. And I'm concerned because if this progresses, if it goes further and it spreads further across America, we can lose our constitutional liberties to have a free church where a church can stand, the pastor can stand, the people can represent Christ and represent the gospel of Jesus Christ, where the Bible is proclaimed without fear and without favor, without intimidation, and without the thugs coming into your church. Ladies and gentlemen, we've witnessed in the church in Minnesota, a precedent's being set of anarchy and insurrection that's being upheld by Tim Walz, the governor, and Little Fry, the mayor, and Keith Ellison, the attorney general. Now, there's some good news because here's an article. Tulsi Gabbard condemns anti-ICE church agitators. Director of National Intelligence, Tulsi Gabbard, Tuesday condemned the anti-ICE protesters who disrupted a church service in St. Paul, Minneapolis, Minnesota, calling them demonic. Talking to X, former Twitter, the former Democrat congresswoman wrote, quote, "One of the main reasons I left the Democratic Party," listen carefully, Tulsi Gabbard, "one of the main reasons I left the Democratic Party was because of their hostility toward God and those who have faith in or trying to cultivate their love for Christ. Those so-called protesters who tried to intimidate and terrorize innocent women, children, and men in the Minneapolis church is just another example of their hostility toward God and his worshipers. Such behavior is demonic and should be condemned by everyone, and those who took part in this intimidation tactics should be held accountable immediately." Ladies and gentlemen, I'm in full agreement with that full statement. I believe they need to be arrested. I believe they should have been arrested on the afternoon of what they did that morning in disrupting the worship services. They should have been plucked up, picked up, put in a squad car, put behind bars until 24 hours when a judge could hear that. But ladies and gentlemen, that hasn't happened. And I'm openly, publicly saying to Pam Bondi, the DOJ, and all of her staff, I understand you have major, major, major staff shortages and needs as a result of what's taking place across America. But I believe those thugs, including Don Lemon, as he wanted to be called years ago, Don Lemon, the sodomite that was formerly with CNN, lost his ratings on CNN and kicked off the set at CNN because he's a worthless anchor as far as CNN saw it. I believe, ladies and gentlemen, they need to be picked up, tried, convicted, and put in jail now. I believe we have Jim on the line. Jim, go over the question or comment, please.
Hey, good morning, Dr. Youngblood. How are you today?
Doing great. I pray that you are.
Doing good. That author that wrote that article there, I almost feel soiled listening to you read it to me there. You sure you don't feel like washing your mouth out with soap after reading it on the air?
Absolutely. I was I was livid when I got through reading it before I went on the air. I tried to stay a little calm on the air.
Yeah, that was just nothing but a bunch of Christian buzzwords there, and he's using his pen as a cudgel to beat his opinion into everybody else around him. And it reminds me of Romans, I can't remember which one it is, those professing to be wise have only showed themselves to be fools.
Romans chapter 1, yeah. Verses 24 through 32.
Yes, sir.
Left page, left column in my Bible.
Yeah, I'm astounded that he wrote that. It shows his ignorance in what true Christianity is, and he's slandering that church without any knowledge of what Christ, who Christ is. It amazes me that people can write that kind of thing there, and there should be something in the back of their mind that's telling them, this is wrong, this is wrong, this is wrong, because, I mean, yeah, we all know what's right and what's wrong. There's no excuse in the end. That's which is in Romans 2 there. You're left without excuse.
That's right.
You know, So I believe that that writer was doing the work of Satan, to be honest with you, sir.
Absolutely, no question about it. In fact, he goes on to say, this is what he says also, I consider it a counterattack by people tired of the hypocrisy and self-righteousness of the evangelicals. So he painted a big broad brush with considering all Christians to be something that when someone breaks into your church and disrupts a worship service, that's a counterattack because of what you've done. He goes on to say, when you engage in the political arena 6 days a week and use your pulpit to spout dissension, anger, and hatred toward your brothers and neighbors, you can't suddenly declare on Sunday the church building a sanctuary of the Lord. I just am livid with it.
Can I make a point?
Yes.
There was a gentleman named Rushdie who wrote a book called The Satanic Verses.
Yes.
Because he questioned Islam, they put out a fatwa against him and put a price on that man's head. Now, he's writing boldly about evangelicals and Christians and smearing us. I would like to see this same gentleman write that kind of condescending, slanderous article in regards to Islam and see what happens to him. He's going after a target that really poses no threat physically or monetarily to any secular individual out there. All we're going to do is tell him that Jesus Christ is the Lord, that his soul, you know, whether he chooses Christ or does not choose Christ there depends on where his soul will reside in the eternity. We're not here to beat him over the head with our religion. We're not here to kill him either.
Just like you talked about with Rushdie, where the Islamic jihadist, because Rushdie said something negative in the Islamic mind about Muhammad, which he was a illiterate pedophile, as Jerry Vines years ago called him, marrying a six-year-old girl or a nine-year-old girl, et cetera, et cetera. He called him an illiterate pedophile, which is correct. But Rushdie, he had to stay in hiding for over 15 years to prevent them from taking his life because he spoke the truth. Here's another flip side of that coin. What would attorney general say in Keith Ellison, say, in Minnesota, if a group of anti-Islamics were to come into his mosque on a Friday morning prayers or on a Saturday prayer time and do what they did in that Christian church, how would Keith Ellison think or feel? He would immediately want to impose some type of restrictions, immediately have them locked up, immediately prosecute them, immediately throw the book at them, as the old cliche goes. But there's what we're witnessing, Jim, is an anti-God, anti-Constitution, anti-citizen, anti-Christ, anti-church mentality that's pervading our nation with what we see taking place with these so-called peaceful demonstrations. They're not peaceful. They're not demonstrations. They're not freedom of speech. They're not liberties. They're absolutely anarchists carrying out insurrection. And this is the reason, I believe, by the way, as a little parenthetical footnote to that, and this is the reason I believe that President Donald J. Trump, immediately after getting back from Davos, he needs to immediately institute the Insurrection Act and pluck these dudes up in Minnesota and prosecute them. They are anarchists. They're committing anarchy. They're committing insurrection. The governor, the mayor of Minneapolis, and the attorney general, that is anarchy. That's insurrection. And they need to be charged with that, plucked up, picked up, and tried for that. I believe if that would happen in 24 hours, you'd see it cease and desist across America. I believe that would be the answer to what we're facing in America with our religious liberties, our Christian faith being undermined, and the potential damage, destruction of the churches in America as a result of what we see happening. I am livid about what we see taking place, and I believe there needs to be action immediately for us to see anything that would be called protection of our religious liberties. So, Jim, thank you so much for your call. We need to keep praying, keep looking up, asking God to intervene. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm concerned today, and I'm asking the question, America without churches? Question mark. Is it possible that that's the direction that we're headed in? Is it possible that what the actions of the Attorney General and the governor in Minnesota and the mayor of Minneapolis, is it possible their actions will spread across America and we'll see the potentiality of the shutting down of anything called the liberties of our churches and our Christian faith? I believe it's entirely possible. I'm praying that it doesn't happen, but I'm asking each of you as we listen today to pray and seek God's face. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take the top of the hour news break. Hang in there. Don't turn your dials. We'll be right back right after the news.
More, visit conservative.edu.
WTRJ, Orange Park.